Good morning, Audio Boo, and Merry Christmas, one and all. Yep, it's Christmas morning. It's just gone 9:30. Just put the turkey in, not a huge one, so it doesn't need 6 hours or whatever Delia recommends. I think it just needs 2 hours 50 minutes according to the label, which sounds about right. And I'm going to take Barney for a walk. It's a lovely sunny morning. Just a bit of crispness in the air. So this is the sort of weather I like. And Christmas morning. It's been a much needed break. It's been a challenging year, I think is the way to put it. If you've been listening to me for a while, you'll know it's been tough at work. We've had an awful lot to do in a very tight timescale. So that's put people under a lot of pressure to get things done, and there's been a lot of travelling and a lot of changing priorities at short notice, which has not been fantastic, to be honest. But hopefully through the worst of that, and maybe things will pick up in the new year. We shall see. And positive things, of course I've still been doing my course this year. I've got a distinction on my T324 Keeping Ahead in ICT, which was a really interesting course, really enjoyed that one. Of course we had the USA conference down in Milton Keynes back in June. Which is fantastic to see lots of old friends and new ones as well. Just catch up with what's going on and seeing amazing things like the laboratories where they put together the sensors on the Philae lander. So that was a nice, exciting thing to see. I'm just going into the woods now. There'll be lots of dogs running around, so Barney is pulling like mad at the lead. Of course, that's the other thing recently, because he's had an operation on his foot to take the nasty lump off, and anybody that says they sent the lump back and kept the dog is missing the point. But I was a bit worried about him for a while there. But he seems fine now. He's happily running around, you know, which is not bad for an old dog. He's 14 now, we think. It's difficult to say exactly because we got him from the rescue shelter when he was about 2.5. So we're not entirely sure it's the exact date of birth or what had happened to him before then. But for a big dog on small legs, he's doing well. The other pets as well. Frank's about the same age, we think, or a little bit younger, and he's getting a bit scraggy and bony. But he still seems to be demanding food on a regular basis. If you have a look at my vines, he's one of the noisiest cats that I know. He's always shouting for food. And so there's been other fun things this year. Been playing games. One game I'm still playing is Real Racing 3, which they've just had a new update for, which has got some Formula One cars in for the first time, which is a really nice addition to the series. So I've just completed a series with the 1950s style F375 Ferrari racing car, which is the proper old school car with open wheels and a lovely bullet shaped body in the classic Ferrari red. And the game is realistic enough that it feels different to drive to anything else in the game. It's very twitchy, and you can just feel the traction going as you go around corners. None of your fancy traction control and anti-lock brakes in those cars. And massive respect to the maniacs who strap themselves into that to drive round. It's a dangerous sport. Another game I've just picked up recently is one called Seabeard, which is very like Animal Crossing. And I think that's probably one of the game series that I've played most of over the years, going back to on the GameCube. I actually imported the Australian version, because that was the only version that was compatible with the PAL GameCube. So that was a year before it actually came out in Europe with a European version. But then played it on the DS as well, and also on the Wii. I think the DS is probably the one I've played the most. I've never got the one on the 3DS. I've not quite got around to that, but I think I played the DS version every day for more than a year. It was just the rhythm of going out in the little village and collecting things. And Seabeard is not quite the same, but you know, it's very cute, and it's a free to play, so it's you can have a go. And maybe I would say is spend. I think you can get a pack of the pearls, which are the premium currency in it, for a couple of quid, which will let you get a bigger backpack, and you can happily play and just leave the timers when you build things, so you don't expect to complete buildings immediately, but just check in every now and again, and it's quite a fun thing to do. It's been a good year for music as well. I saw Nat Johnson back in October, which I booed about at the time, and of course her new album as well. Then over the summer we had Tramlines and Live in Barnsley, which are the two big highlights of our year. And then way going back to earlier than that, there was Riding the Low at the O2 Academy, which was an absolutely fantastic show. And I must repost my picture that I took of Paddy Considine from that with his megaphone. He's a consummate showman. I think one of the best live bands that I've seen, just in knocking it out of the park type performance. So, just coming up to the top of the woods now. I'm going to check how much time I've got. I've got 1 minute 40 left. So, I think that's probably a good point to stop. So I shall wish Merry Christmas to everyone that's listening, and particularly my regular Boo buddies who I follow, JN2N and SM2N, and Samantha and R2UK, of course. And I know there are other people out there who lurk and post occasionally. And of course, Documentally, if you don't follow Documentally, then go and follow him. He's the closest thing that we've got to a professional audio brewer, and it's fantastic to follow his work. So that's it. So have a fantastic day, everybody, whatever you may be doing. I hope you have far too much to eat and chocolate and booze, and speak to you all again soon.